The suggestion to listen to the audio applies to all of the readings, not just those in Unit I, explaining the term intractable. The first three essays describe what we mean by the term intractable. It does not mean impossible or hopeless, but it does mean difficult, long-lasting, and often destructive. Please read these essays and listen, or read, the audio comments associated with the essays as well. What are intractable conflicts? Intractability is a difficult term to define, and many people do not like it because it is too negative. But many conflicts exist that seem to deserve that term. The relationship between the U.S. and Iraq, Israelis and Palestinians, abortion policy in the U.S., or even a difficult divorce. These conflicts consume time, money, and energy, and at their worst, result in millions of deaths. This essay provides an introduction to what we mean by the term and why we use it. Nature of intractability. It can be difficult to decide whether a conflict is, in fact, intractable. This essay gives a second perspective on why the term, intractable, is so controversial, but explains why it is useful as well. Characteristics of intractable conflicts. This is a third essay which gives another theorist's take on why some conflicts are intractable, while others aren't. While all three of these essays agree on some criteria, all three have their own views on the problem of intractability. Other key concepts. Several other concepts are also important to understand if one is to understand how intractable conflicts are different from other conflicts and why they must be approached in different ways. Conflicts and disputes. Conflict scholars make a critical distinction between short-term disputes and deep-rooted, long-term conflicts. Learn why conflicts are so much harder to resolve than disputes. Alternative outcomes, settlement, resolution, management, or transformation. This essay refers to four different goals for a conflict intervention. It defines the four terms and explains how their meanings have evolved over time. Interests, positions, needs and values. Interests are people's desires, concerns, and fears. In their best-selling book, Getting to Yes, Roger Fisher and William Urey assert that almost all adversaries have negotiable interests. It is only when the conflict becomes about rights, values, or power that it becomes intractable. Ripeness. A conflict is said to be ripe once both parties realize they cannot win, and the conflict is costing them too much to continue. This tends to be a good time to open negotiations. Unit I assignment, answer the following two questions. 1. Consider three of the following conflicts: Israeli-Palestinian conflictos, Iraq 2003, Sudan-Kashmir, Northern Ireland abortion in the U.S. North-South relations regarding development and trade. Homosexual rights in the U.S. Race relations in South Africa. Race relations in the U.S. Race relations in France. The European Union. Labor relations in the United States or elsewhere. The China-Taiwan conflict. Would you say these conflicts are intractable? Why or why not? Suggested length of answer, 1-2 pages. Conflict where one page equals 300 words, 2. Do you think the term intractable is a useful one? Please explain, keeping in mind that no answer is completely acceptable as long as you justify your answer. Suggested length of answer, 1-2 pages, back to unit listing unit 2. Examining the causes of intractable conflicts. There are many, many causes of intractable conflicts, and the causes of each individual conflict are different. However, there are certain factors that seem to appear over and over again. These essays highlight a few of the many common causes of intractable conflicts. The first is an overview essay, the others hit the highlights of some of the most common causes of intractability in more detail. It should be noted that the essays on oppression and high-stakes distributional issues are merely introductory essays that serve as gateways into additional readings on those topics. You do not need to read all of the associated essays together. They are pretty long, but choose two or three from each group that is of most interest and applicability to you. Also listen to or read the transcripts of at least some of the audio comments for additional interesting examples and points of view. Underlying causes of intractable conflict. Intractable conflicts, such as between Israel and Palestine, are rarely just about surface issues such as land or religion.